poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract.
To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest today is, Mr. Zubrin, are you there? Doesn't sound like he is, so I guess we're going to have to open lines. Our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. We're going to talk about the phony energy crisis, the one has been very carefully orchestrated and prepared. And do you remember, first of the catastrophe at Three Mile Island? And my goodness, all we read day after day after day how terrible Three Mile Island was. We were going to have a meltdown. It was going to melt all the way to China. In fact, that was the name of the movie that just came out just by accident, just by chance, to coincide with the Three Mile Island debacle. It was called the China Syndrome, the idea of the idea was, of course, that there was going to be this this nuclear meltdown. Jack Lemmon, I think it's Jane Fonda in the video, and of course it was used to frighten the American people to death. But I will tell you that far more people died in the backseat of Ted Kennedy's car at Chappaquiddick than died as a result of Three Mile Island. So certainly nuclear energy is certainly by far the safest thing that we have. My son served in the Navy for a number of years on a nuclear carrier, and of course, everybody that was in close proximity to a nuclear reactor, and nobody got radiation sickness or other problems. Well, we've got Mr. Zubrin with us, who's written a book called Energy Victory. Thank you so very much for being with us.
Thanks for inviting me.
Well, why don't you just give us a little of the background of your background, your training, and why you are writing about energy victory and how we're going to have energy victory under the current circumstances.
All right. But before I do, I just want to tell people, because we're going to get into the energy problem in depth in this show. Before we do, there's going to be a conference to found a convention, to found an organization called Citizens for Energy Freedom to fight back against the oil cartel. And it's going to be held in Des Moines, September 13th and 14th. There's a link to it from my website, which is energyvictory.net. So we'll come back to that. But now, to answer your question. Okay, I'm an engineer. I'm both a nuclear engineer and an astronautical engineer. I worked most of my career in aerospace. But when I was sitting there on September 11, 2001, watching the buildings burn, I'm saying to myself, what can I do about this? And it became very apparent that we're up against an enemy who's being funded by oil money. Got to take that away from them. So I sat down to try to figure out how to do that, and that's where I came up with the plan laid out in Energy Victory. Now, since the book was published, which was last November, this situation has gotten much more critical, because between last November and today, the price of oil doubled again. And it went from $65 a barrel to, all the way up to $145. Now it's like $120. But it's huge. It's an amount of money that is not just enough to fund terrorism, it's enough to break our economy, which is what it's doing. It's literally sending us and the whole industrial world into a recession and the third world into starvation. And so we have to break this oil cartel.
All right. Now, how do you anticipate doing that? And remember, of course, we're working against time. Certainly, even if we were to start drilling for oil here in the United States right now, it would be some time before we would, probably a matter of many years before we would actually have that oil in market. We don't have the refineries to deal with it. This has all been part of a scam. So what is your suggestion that we can do now to break the control of the oil cartel?
The way you have to break the control of the oil cartel is to throw open the vehicle fuel market to competition. And the way that can be done is simply by requiring that every new car sold, not made, sold, in the United States be fully flex fuel. That means able to run equally well on gasoline, ethanol, or methanol. And the last is particularly important because methanol can be made from coal. It can be made from, of which we have mountains of in this country. It can be made from any kind of biomass at all without exception. I'm not just talking about grains like corn that you might want to eat. I'm talking about weeds and corn stover and the leaves that fall from trees in the fall and forestry residues. And it can be made from natural gas. And it can be made from recycled urban trash. And so, frankly, not only we, but almost every country in the world has a way that it can make methanol. And methanol is being sold today, unsubsidized, for $1.50 a gallon. And if we make the cars compatible with it, that will crash the price of oil to $50 a barrel, because that is where they would have to go in order to be able to produce gasoline cheap enough to compete against that.
Well, of course, the last thing, of course, the oil companies would want would be a logical solution to this, and they've got very powerful friends in Washington, D.C. In fact, one of them is the current president of the United States. So suddenly, how are we going to ever be able to accomplish this? First of all, I think that it's a great idea to use alternative fuels. I think the cars can be designed to do that. But how long would it take? It would take a matter of a couple of years, even if we went full production on methanol to begin producing it, wouldn't it, to develop the plants?
The plants can be put up on about an 18-month time scale. That's what we've seen, for instance, with the whole corn ethanol experience in the U.S. From start to opening the plant takes about 18 months. So this is a much quicker thing to do than offshore drilling. And here is a very important point, you see. It's not just us that would be doing it. Now, I favor more drilling. Don't get me wrong. I think it's a good thing to do. I think tying our hands from drilling where we can and pouring our fuel into the world fuel market's a good idea. But it's not enough. And the point is, by making the cars compatible with methanol, we make it possible for countries all over the world to pour fuel into the world fuel market. That's how you defeat OPEC, by mobilizing the capacities of hundreds of nations, not just one. See, the problem with oil is that it's not something you make, it's something you find. And most of it is to be found in countries that are hostile to us, and so they have the power. But if you turn fuel into something that you make, which is what methanol is, and also ethanol, then you destroy the power. Then fuel becomes something like shoes. You know, shoes are important. Got to have them. But they're not a strategic commodity because everybody can make them. And, you know, we can make them here, or if we decide to buy them from Thailand or somewhere like that, it's because they're willing to make them real cheap. But if the Thais ever said, ha-ha, you have to buy shoes from us, we're going to sell you shoes at $1,000 a pair, people will just walk away. Make them themselves or make them buy them from someone else. And that's what we have to do with fuel. Turn it into something you make, not something that you find. And once you've done that, OPEC's power is destroyed.
All right, fine. Well, of course, right now, of course, I think it was the year 2005, Congress, in their wisdom, passed a bill, legislation, to make it energy independent. Of course, that was the corn ethanol bill, heavily subsidized by the federal government. It wouldn't have been feasible without government subsidies. Are we going to have to subsidize the manufacture of methanol? And who's going to do it? Who's got the hundreds of millions of dollars that would be necessary to build those plants? And then how would we ever get government, which is certainly in the pocket of the oil industry, to change their laws so that cars would have to be able to burn methanol?
Well, the last one's the only problem. If you made it so the cars could burn methanol, people would rush to produce it. No one would have to make anyone produce it. You'd have a $4 trillion global market for methanol, and you wouldn't have to tell Wall Street twice. The issue is getting the cars to do it. And in particular, it has to be not cars made in the U.S., it's cars sold in the U.S. It has to be made effective on the foreign cars as well. That's critical, because once you do that, then the Japanese, who will not walk away from the American automobile market, will convert their lines over, and that means every Japanese car sold in Japan will be a flex-fuel car, and every Japanese car sold in India or Africa or Europe will be a flex-fuel car, and ditto for the European cars and the Korean cars and all the cars. And that will force gasoline to compete at the pump all over the world. That's how you crash the price of oil. Now, a bill has been introduced into the Senate and into the House, called the Open Fuel Standards Act. In the Senate, it's S-3303. In the House, it's H-R-6559. There's a summary of the bill at my website, which is energyvictory.net. And the sponsors in the Senate include Senators Brownback, Salazar, Thune, Collins, Lieberman, Grassley, There's a whole bunch in the House. Some of them are conservatives, some are liberals, some are in between. We need to get this thing passed. And that's why we're forming this organization, Citizens for Energy Freedom. And there's a link to the founding convention of Citizens for Energy Freedom at the website, energyvictory.net. So that's all you need to know is energyvictory.net and follow the links. Because we need to put some political heat on them. I mean, the idea, you know, the political class, most of them have oriented towards this crisis by just trying to use it to put blame on the other. And well, not Chris, trying to seriously solve it. For example, as you pointed out with the drill here, drill now campaign, that's a political gimmick. That's not a serious attempt to solve this problem. Okay, we need to really put it to them and say, look, we're not interested in gimmicks. We're not interested in being fooled. This has got to be solved.
Of course, the oil companies would do everything they could. I remember a few years ago when they were bringing small cars from Europe. You get 65 miles to the gallon. I think they were little diesel cars. They outlawed them. You couldn't bring those cars into the United States under one guise or another. They don't want a solution. They want the problem because it's very profitable, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Now, but this problem has reached crisis proportions, okay? You know, in other words, this year, Americans are going to pay over $600 billion for foreign oil. We're going to pay $400 billion for domestic oil. That's $1 trillion, okay? That's 40% of what we pay the IRS. It's like a 40% tax increase, except the money is going to Uncle Saud instead of Uncle Sam. And, you know, a 40% tax increase is big enough to sink our economy. And, you know, it's $3,300 a person, man, woman, and child in the country, $13,000 for a family of four, which is basically a third of the disposable income of the average American. That's why they're not buying houses. So this is what's collapsing our housing market. It's collapsing banks. It's collapsing General Motors. Starbucks is laying off. We're going into a depression unless we break out of the control of these people.
Well, I certainly agree with you because, you know, the thing is that I just hope and pray that this can actually be accomplished. However, I believe that Arthur Daniels Midland is getting great subsidies from the federal government, you know, fantastic subsidies, you know, for creating their ethanol.
ADM is not the problem here. ADM, in fact, would benefit from this legislation because they make a lot of ethanol. The problem here is the Saudis, if you want to know. That's who the problem is. The Saudis throwing money around Washington big time. They have most of the major think tanks in Washington get money from the Saudis. You've got Patton Boggs, the largest lobbying law firm in Washington, D.C., with 400 attorneys on staff running all over Capitol Hill trying to screw things up. They get millions of dollars from the Saudis. In fact, they are registered with the U.S. Department of Justice as agents of Saudi Arabia. You've got major government officials, Colin Powell, James Baker III, the former president, George Bush, all getting large gifts from the Saudis.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 12, 2008. Gold opened at $824.90. 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $849.56, $418.65 for half ounce, and $209.33 for quarter ounce. That's $849.56, $418.65, and $209.33.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they went in for on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Aw, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Tennessee Communication Network, and, of course, our guest is Mr. Zubrin. We're talking about the energy victory. And, of course, I mean, the idea, of course, you could get the cars to so they could burn methanol or ethanol as well as alcohol. Sounds like a great idea. But is this done anywhere in the world at the present time? Is the technology readily available so that they could switch from one form of fuel to the other?
It's done in a big way in Brazil. In Brazil this year, every new car sold will be a flex fuel car. Now, they will be ethanol gasoline flex fuel, but it only adds $30 to the cost of one of those to make a methanol compatible as well. You just have to use higher quality parts in the fuel line. And as a result, you know, over the past year, while gas prices here have almost doubled, gas prices in Brazil didn't go up at all because the gasoline there has to compete against ethanol. So it's really a very simple principle. If you have a competitive market, it's very difficult for any group of people to arbitrarily raise prices, which is what we've had with oil.
The problem with oil,
you know, it's controlled by this cartel of 13 tyrannies called OPEC, led by Saudi Arabia, who hate the Western way of life and want to destroy us, and they're doing a pretty good job of it.
But, of course, we're doing everything we can to help them. Certainly, our government is doing everything to make sure that they're not overthrown. We have some sort of a sweetheart deal with Saudi Arabia, despite that, and we're allowing them to bring their money into our country, to build their mosques, and to send their imams into our prisons, to recruit people into this radical form of Islam. This is not ordinary Islam. This is Wahhabi Islam, comes from Saudi Arabia, and our government's doing everything they can to help them push this radical form of Islam.
Right.
Well, how are we going to get around?
And they're not going to just be pushing it in prisons. They're going to be pushing it in boardrooms because this year OPEC is going to clear $1.5 trillion in net export profit earnings. The entire worth of the U.S. Fortune 500 is $18 trillion. So at their current rate of accumulation, OPEC will have enough money to buy majority control of the entire Fortune 500 within 6 years.
Well, the thing is, of course, that it sounds great that we could actually get this sort of legislation through, and of course, but time and time again, we find that when there are good ideas, they get killed in Congress, they get left in committee in the Senate, and certainly there are very, very powerful forces who seem to be wanting to transfer the wealth of our country to other countries and impoverish our people. I certainly hope that you're going to be successful in what you're trying to do. So certainly we know, for instance, that we could buy ethanol so much cheaper from Brazil right now than we can produce the ethanol here in the United States. But we're not allowed to do that. We're not allowed, of course, just to bring in ethanol by free trade. We put a tariff on them, and then we subsidize our products. This is not free enterprise at all. It's controlled enterprise, controlled by the ruling elite. Would you agree?
In part. If we had a flex fuel mandate, though, within just a few years, there'd be a much larger market for ethanol in this country than the American corn growers themselves can supply. So we'd be able to drop the tariff barrier against Latin American sugar ethanol without hurting the corn ethanol industry in the U.S. So that's the key thing. See, right now, they're up against what's called the blend wall, which means you can only put 10% ethanol in gasoline for ordinary cars, and there's only so much room in that market. And so if you drop the tariff right now, you would not reduce the amount of gasoline that we use at all. You just push out corn ethanol with sugar ethanol. But if we simply create a flex fuel mandate, then there'd be enough room in the market for all of the farmers. And this would also be true with Africa vis-a-vis Europe and South Asia vis-a-vis Japan. Exactly the same situation pertains. So until you have that broader market, the farm lobbies in the U.S., Europe, and Japan will always oppose these sorts of agricultural imports. But if you had the flex fuel market, it would be so huge there would not be an issue at all, and this would be a tremendous help for the third world. They'd get a huge market for their products, and that means that our industries would also have markets there. We could be selling tractors to Africa instead of banks to Saudi princes.
All right, fine. Well, of course, theoretically it sounds really very good. So how do you anticipate breaking the oil company's control over so many of our senators and so many of our congressmen? We actually have it in Washington, D.C. today. Some of the finest politicians money can buy.
Putting together a grassroots organization. We have to have people in every district willing to go and visit their congressmen. And anybody listening to their show should go and visit their congressmen and their senators and tell them you want them to become co-sponsors of the Open Fuel Standards Act. Summary of, once again, is at the Energy Victory website, energyvictory.net. But also you should come to the founding convention of Citizens for Energy Freedom in Des Moines, September 13th and 14th, and join and help build a nationwide organization. We can't win this without organization.
All right, fine. Now, who is really sponsoring this movement? Who is really sponsoring this effort?
Well, the people that have come together to start this are people concerned about American national security. They can include me. They include people like Frank Gaffney, who you may have heard of, a former...
Well, I know Frank personally, right. Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment.
And a lot of people
we'll
like that.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example.
Distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove those small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest this afternoon has had to leave us. We hoped Mr. Zubin would be with us the second half hour, but he's not, so it's going to be open lines. Our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Of course, I was asking who the people were who are behind this, and of course, Mr. Zubin had commented on Frank Gaffney. Now, I know Frank personally. Frank is a neoconservative, one of the founders of the Project for the New American Century, and, of course, embracing this whole neoconservative Trotskyite view of the all-powerful central government that would use cruelty and all sorts of things to maintain the authoritarian power of government over the lives of the people. Unfortunately, that, of course, is the goal of the neoconservatives, according to Ron Paul. If you have not yet read my latest newsletter, where we simply quote from Ron Paul's speech, I think it was given somewhere in the year 2003, we talked about the neoconservative movement, where he talked about their Machiavellian concepts. And of course, Machiavelli really believed that corruption, lying, cruelty, evil were quite acceptable as long as it created the all-powerful state. And this is really, of course, what they want. And of course, they have facilitated this creating this danger of communism so the people will rally behind the government and give up their freedom in the name of protecting us from the communist movement that we've been funding since its inception. We're still funding it in China and in Russia today. And, of course, then you go from war to war. Now we can get a war going in the, in the Caucasus and keep the Russians tied up with that. Who's behind this war we have in the Caucasus? Well, there's two things. Those of you who heard my interviews with Barry Shamish will recall that he talks about the Israeli involvement. And remember that Barry is a loyal Israeli citizen, and yet he points out that certainly most of Georgia's military equipment has come from Israel. And of course, that the people in key positions in the Georgian government, the Secretary of Defense and others, are Israelis who speak Hebrew, who are trained in Israel, and now they've gone into Georgia to actually, of course, create this situation, and now dragging Georgia into a war. Now, am I suggesting it's a Jewish conspiracy? And absolutely not. I believe, of course, that there is within every religion certain satanic forces that are intent upon creating war. And why in heaven's name would the United States and Israel have encouraged Georgia to move into this breakaway province there, knowing full well it had the full backing of Russia? Georgia is not in a position to get into a war with Russia, no matter how much military equipment it has. But of course, now Russia is moving into Georgia. Looks like we're going to have a good large war there. A lot of people are going to get killed. And this is really what the neoconservative movement wants. They want war because it increases the power of the state over the lives of the people. And of course, the people here in the United States, where neoconservatives support the war in Iraq, they support the war in Afghanistan, not winning the war. They want a war so that they can exert their control over the American people. And as it always is when we're in war, everybody wants to rally behind the flag. And if you're not backing the boys that we sent overseas to fight and bleed and suffer and die in wars that they're never allowed to win, and we have no intention of winning, why, somehow you're unpatriotic. Well, I think it's unpatriotic to support these corrupt wars. We ought to bring our boys home. What we want to do is defend America, not defend freedom in Afghanistan or freedom in Iraq, because these people have no concepts what freedom is really all about. Well, give us a call. Let us know what you think. Our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. We've lost our guest. Oh, you can want to talk about the energy crisis, which I believe is as phony as the $3 bill. But I wouldn't believe one reason, of course, why we've not developed our own oil is so that we would be dependent on foreigners for our oil and energy. And as a result of that, we can transfer the wealth of the American people to other countries. And we're sending somewhere between $400 and $600 billion a year to other countries for the energy requirements of our nation. And that is simply the plan for equitable distribution of wealth between nations. And you have to understand that we have plenty of oil, and we've not developed a Bakken oil reserve. There's 40 billion barrels of oil up in Montana. We have not developed a massive oil supplies. We have off the East Coast and the West Coast. Why won't they let us develop ANWR, the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve? Why won't they let us, of course, develop the massive oil deposits up off the North Slope of Alaska, where they have two or three times the amount of oil that they have in all of Saudi Arabia? Why, if we're oil sufficient, how could we get the American people to be willing to transfer the wealth of our nation to other nations as we move towards equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations? And it's really a process of impoverishing our people. Well, our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you'd like to talk about the neoconservative movement, which I think is certainly one of the most dangerous movements in the United States today, especially because it involves so many very important, wealthy, and powerful people who have a different perspective of government. They believe the government should be all-powerful. They call themselves neoconservatives. No, they're neo-fascists is what they really are. They're Trotskyites. The disciples of Trotsky believed in the continuous revolution, and of course had broken with Stalin, not because he didn't believe in communism. He just, of course, wanted to continue the revolution, and Stalin wanted to bring communism in one country. So basically, of course, what you have to understand is that the neoconservatives now control our Congress. Certainly Dick Cheney is a neoconservative, was one of the founding members of the Project for the New American Century. And incidentally, they have pulled their website down. It was up for a long time, newamericancentury.org. That's www.newamericancentury.org. But we did pull down that important things off that website, and we put them into our pamphlet or our syllabus called Iraq, the Untold Story. So if you want to get that, their information off their website, you'll find, of course, that there was the founding members of the Project for the New American Century, people like Frank Gaffney, people like Donald Rumsfeld, like Paul Wolfowitz, like Sidney Elliott Abrams, like Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld, we've already mentioned, and Skipper Liddy, and of course so many of the people who are in key positions in our government. And of course there were only about 28 of them, as I remember. And yet, almost all of them, with the exception of Gary Bauer, who's there to mislead the Protestants, and William Bennett, who's there to mislead the Catholics, and Norman Potteroats is there to mislead the Jews. Almost all of the rest of them had key positions in one way with government or government think tanks. And this small group of just a handful of people were really running our government. And they specifically got us into the war in Afghanistan, not because they wanted to get Osama bin Laden. We were never allowed to try to get Osama bin Laden. They wouldn't let our special forces go in after him. And they would have gotten him, I'm sure, because they're excellent soldiers. But, of course, they weren't allowed to. That's covered in a book we carry called Crude Politics, where they've actually, the people who wrote the book had interviewed people who had actually were in Afghanistan at the time when Osama bin Laden was trapped in the Tor Bor Mountains there and in Afghanistan, just adjacent to Pakistan. And our special forces, the commanders wanted to go after him, but that was the last thing our leaders wanted. After all, if we'd gotten Osama bin Laden, how would we have justified this war? And that's what it was all about. Had nothing to do with Osama bin Laden. You can even go to the FBI file or the 10 most wanted men, and you'll find Osama bin Laden's picture there, and not one mention of September 11th. Not one mention of September 11th. You mean to tell me the FBI doesn't know that Osama bin Laden was involved there, or maybe there's no proof he was involved there, and everything we've been told was a lie? Do you remember when the president said they were going to release the information to the public, how they knew that, And, of course, they've never released it. They've had a couple of statements from people that they've tortured, just saying, oh, yeah, Osama bin Laden was behind that. And they come up with a couple of phony pictures, you know, look like people that you know, came from Central Casting in Hollywood with a beard and a turban on, saying, oh, yeah, I'm Osama bin Laden. I was behind that attack. But I don't believe it for 1 minute. I mean, I believe that everything is contrived to get us into the war with Afghanistan, to get us into the war with Iraq, and I fear the next war will be with Iran. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if that happens, it's going to create terrible problems, because when you get involved in a war, you never know how that war is going to end up. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. So the Saudis, the Pakistani intelligence, and the CIA financed the Taliban. We can prove that from multiple documents. They financed Al-Qaeda, and this is well known. The book's written back in 1999 by James Cooley, a reporter for the Christian Science Monitor, talked about how Pakistan and Saudi Arabia and the CIA were financing Al-Qaeda, but we can't let the American people know that. How they were financing the Taliban, we can't let the American people know that. We're supposed to hate them. After all, they got a different religion. They don't treat women well. Here, we treat women just fine. Of course, we treat them all like they're simply sex objects, at least in the Muslim religion. They revere their women, and they try to protect them. I don't like the way they treat women, but certainly I don't like the way we treat women here in America either, where they have, of course, little or no value, simply sexual objects. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. What was that about the Genesis? No, the number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. I guess I was giving the Radio Liberty number there. 1-800-259-5791 if you have a question. And I see somebody's calling in here on our other line, so maybe, I don't know, they're trying to get hold of us now. Hello, who's this? Who's this? Well, we can't hear them. I'm going to ask them to call that number, 1-800-259-5791. We'd be glad to talk to them. But right now, certainly we've got a real problem as far as America is concerned. Give us a call, 1-800-259-5791, because we have people in power in Washington, D.C., the neoconservatives, who want a war with Iran. Why would they want a war with Iran? Well, if you read the article that we actually have up on our website, it should be there very soon, the completion of the speech that Ron Paul gave back in 2003, pointing out that the neoconservatives believe that the best way to control the population is to have a war. You have to have a prince. And of course, they're disciples of Niccolò Machiavelli. And Machiavelli really believed you need an all-powerful ruler. This is what it's really all about. And the best way to have an all-powerful ruler is to have constant wars, one war after another. This is the reason, of course, we've had so many wars. This is the reason we had the Spanish-American War. This is the reason we had the Boer War. This is the reason we had the First World War. Certainly there was no reason for that war, but you had to have a war to rally the people behind the idea of a world government. That's why, of course, Winston Churchill, you know, as the High Lord of the Admiralty during the First World War, insisted on the British invasion of Gallipoli, and over 225,000 British troops fell there, 225,000 troops, 150,000 Turks fell there, for no reason at all, except that Winston Churchill wanted as much blood and gore and horror as he could, and to prolong the war as long as they could, so that the people of Europe, the people of America, would be willing to go into the world government. And when that didn't work, they had to have a Second World War, and that's why they financed and encouraged Adolf Hitler. And, of course, if you haven't read Professor Quigley's wonderful book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, you need to get it. That's Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. And Professor Quigley, by all people in history, is acknowledged as the finest historian of the last century, the 20th century. And this is actually what the professor there at Harvard University has said, referring to the one who wrote, of course, the book on the Class of Civilizations, that's Samuel Huntington. Huntington said that Quigley was the finest historian of the last century. But Quigley, in his book Tragedy and Hope, will tell you how the British encouraged Adolf Hitler to go into Alsace-Lorraine, how the British encouraged Hitler to go into Austria, how the British encouraged Adolf Hitler to go into the Sudetenland. Why? Because they wanted an excuse to go to war. And then, of course, when he was trying to bring pressure on the Poles to have a clear path to get into Danzig, why the British kept telling the Poles not to make any concessions to Adolf Hitler. The British would stand behind them if Hitler was just bluffing. And so the Poles stood up to Adolf Hitler, and the next thing you know, why we're in World War II. And it's just, all right, fine. Well, let's go to Russell from Texas. Hi, Russell. How you doing?
Doing fine, thank you.
Do you have a question or comment?
Oh, just a quick comment. I was listening to your guest, and I read an article on Rents about a technology to turn algae into gasoline. You can grow about 10,000 gallons on 1 acre of barren land, and it seems to be very viable, and that would be a real alternative to what he's proposing.
I'm sure there are lots of alternatives out there, but the oil lobby, which works, of course, with our invisible government, is going to do everything they can to block it. But I'm certain that there are many, many alternatives, and we certainly should have nuclear energy. We should have alternative fuels. The idea that we're going to solve the problem with solar and wind power, I think, is just totally impractical. They're so darn expensive, and I know because I put in a solar unit. But I will tell you that I'm sure you're absolutely right. Ethanol, in fact, it was the Model T of Henry Ford's original cars actually ran on alcohol, and cars will run on alcohol. But of course, that's the last thing the oil lobby wants. They want, of course, to have a monopoly. It's all about monopoly. I'm largely convinced that's why they're dropping the price of oil at the present time, just to destroy their competitors. But I think that's a great idea. Anything else you wanted to say there?
Just one other thing. Henry Ford also built a car out of hemp. And hemp will grow on just about any kind of land. And you can get, there's a non-THC variety that we could grow out west and provide all the biofuel we need, as well as, you know, hemp is useful for many other things as well.
But I think that, but don't you, I'm sure you recognize the fact that they don't want a solution. They want the problem.
I agree, but I'm just proposing things that might work if we can get them past the oil lobby. Hello?
Hemp can be used for clothing. It can be used for fuel. It has so many uses there. And we have to get people to understand that they did away with hemp and they made it illegal to grow it here, not because it was dangerous, but because it would be a competitor for, of course, the oil lobby. Anything else there?
I think that's it.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you so much for being with us, and I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, we're just about out of time for this hour, and it's a little bit disjointed. I think that the idea of the alternative fuels is a great idea, but until the American people understand, until we have politicians who will represent the public other than the special interests back in Washington, D.C., until we get indirect election of senators and do away with the 17th Amendment, none of these things are going to pass. I fear we're going to have a terrible crisis here in America before this is over, and I just hope and pray, of course, that God will honor us and restore our freedom. So we'll be back in just a moment here at Genesis to wrap up today's program. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
How much longer will you ignore the warning signs?
How much longer?
How much longer will you turn away like a blind man?
How much longer?
The choice of life or death, abundance or starvation is made today.
Do you have a long-term food solution?
Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Now,
for the first time, Survivalist Seeds is offering a single person 7-year heirloom seed supply. 3,000 seeds with 12 specially selected varieties, giving you 1,000 pounds of food for only $65.
This is a limited offer.
Just $65 for a 7-year heirloom seed supply. Only from SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Family size still available at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Patriots prepare.
Patriots prepare.
Slaves hesitate.
Soon we'll know which one you are. You have no more excuses.
You have no more excuses.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and first up, if you'd like to know more about the oil situation, we have an excellent DVD. It's called The Energy Non-Crisis. It's one of Lindsay Williams' DVDs. It was made before he was told he could not come forward and tell the truth about Gull Island. And, of course, so we have that DVD, and then we have a four-tape set, a four-CD set called The Energy Deception. And it is a deception. There's no shortage of oil, but they've created one because, of course, they want to be able to use oil to control us. And, of course, they've run the price up. The oil companies have made fantastic prices. But we do know, of course, that according to Lindsay Williams, why they are planning on bringing the price of oil down. And I think, of course, is to destroy their competitors. And then we know that the meeting of the Bilderbergers, which was in early June, why they also decreed the oil price would come down. And what do you know? The oil price started to drop. But I think they want to get it down to keep us fat, dumb, and happy before the election. And then after the election, why, heaven only knows what's going to happen. I hope it continues to fall, but I'm certainly not certain what's going to happen. But I do know that there is no problem. They have created this problem. They created the environmental movement. If you get either the DVD, the Energy Non-Crisis, or the four-tape set, and you request it, we'll be glad to send you our newsletters called Peak Oil and Peak Oil 2, the September and October 2005 newsletters. And if you don't get into things, go up on the internet and pull down those and read those articles on the situation, the oil situation. Yeah, I think you'll find fascinating information. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, I do want to mention that people who live close to the Mediterranean Sea actually live much longer and healthier lives than the people who live in Northern Europe. And it's anticipated, certainly believed by many, that the reason for this is because the people in Southern Europe, down around the Mediterranean, drink a lot of red wine with all of their meals. And, of course, red wine contains a molecule called resveratrol, which is a master molecule that will turn off and on several hundred other genes. And, of course, this will, can very well lead to health. Certainly in animal studies, why the animals who were taking resveratrol have lived longer and healthier lives than, of course, regular animals and the controlled animals. And so Barbara and I, my wife and I, have taken this product for a long time, and we think it's great. And certainly we've always wanted to carry it, but we did not because of our good friend Bill Sardi was producing it. Well, recently he made an offer, and it's really an amazing offer. If you're out there in the listening audience who would like to get some resveratrol, why, you can buy 5 boxes of resveratrol at the regular price of $36.95 a box. And then, of course, you'll get 5 boxes absolutely free. And, of course, it'll be helping Radio Liberty as well because we get a certain amount on the sales. But you have to go to the website. Pardon me, you have to go to their telephone number. Call their 866-405-4000 number. That's the 866-405-4000 number. And just mention you heard this on Dr. Stam. This is a limited-time offer, but I think it's a great offer. In fact, we went ahead and bought 40 boxes ourselves for ourselves and our friends. You won't get a better price than that because you're getting it really at half price. You're going to have to pay the postage, but it's well worthwhile. That's Lonzevinex. And, of course, the telephone number again, 866-405-4000. But be sure to mention that you heard about it on Dr. Stan's program. And then, of course, we hope that if you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand the spiritual forces working behind the scenes. If you haven't heard our talk on the forbidden secret or the other talk on the secret knowledge, you need to get our information. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you've not seen the DVDs, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, put out by the man who actually put out the Secret Mystery of America's Beginning and the video Riddles in Stone, why, that's Chris Pinto. You need to get the information. And then, of course, tell